This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Ruchem Abam, welcome everyone. Parshas Kisavai. The Gemara says we lay in Kisavai right before the end of the year so that we could apply the principle, Tichle Shana V'Kilei Seha, let the year end together with her curses. So to speak, as the year is coming to an end, we say the year ends together with the Kloloys of the year. So we hope all of the difficulties of Tavshin Pei, the Ribbono Shel'Olam is mechala, he should wipe away, and Bez Hashem, Tavshin Pei Aleph should begin a new era for all of Klal Yisrael, L'Toyva V'Levracha. Parshas Kisavai. The Medrash comments on the words, V'haya Emloi Sishma, the opening words of the Teichacha. The Medrash comments, you know what the Teichacha is the fulfillment of? Rabois Rois Tzadik, many evils before the Tzadik, Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. And from all of them, God saves. Somehow the Teichacha is a fulfillment of many evils before the Tzaddik, and from all of them, the Ribbono Shel'Olam saves. Now, how is the Teichacha a fulfillment of many evils before the Tzaddik, and from all of them, God saves? Where do we see God saving anyone in the Teichacha? And what does the Teichacha have to do with Tzaddikim? Why apply the Pasuk, Rabbois Rois Tzaddik Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem? So let's begin with the following subject. One day we have to have maybe a sefer on all the different numbers, the significance of all the numbers. Today we're going to talk about an interesting number. Number, how many, before I let on, how many klalos are in the Teichacha? So the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisavai, Gam kol chali, v'chol maka, any illness, any sickness, ashaloi kosov, b'sefer ha-Torah azois, that are not written in this Sefer Torah, Yaleim Hashem Alecha, God will bring upon you ad hisham dach, until He destroys you. Now, Marv Raboisai, the words kol chali is gematria, kol is 50, chali is 38, gematria, 48, gematria 98. To tell me, says the Baal HaTurim, how many klalos in the Teichacha? 98 klalos in the Teichacha. Does anybody else say that on this week's parasha? Does Rashi say that on this week's parasha? No. Rashi makes no comment in this week's parasha. How many klalos are on the Teichacha? All we have is the Baal HaTurim who says kol chali is gematria 98. Another important fact is, did the curses of the Teichacha ever happen? Did they ever come to fruition? So actually, there's an amazing gra. The gra is found in the Penina Mishulchan HaGra, Parshas Kisetze. And the gra says that the year 5000 to the year 6000 is alluded to in the 10 parashiyos from Devarim till the end of the Torah. How many parashiyos in Sefer Devarim? 10. There are really 11, but we're going to count Nitzavim Vayelech as one. Each parasha corresponds to another century of the 6th millennia. So for example, in the year 5000 to 5100 is Parshas Devarim. If you want to know what happened in those years, 5000 to 5100, learn Parshas Devarim. You want to know what happened between 5100 and 5200, Ba'as Chanan, Ekev, Re'eh, and so on and so forth. Which means that this week's parsha, Parshas Kisavai, discusses what happened in the years 1840 to 1940. So what could be more accurate and exact in its prediction? You want to know what 1939, 1940 was like? Read Parshas Kisavai, the Teichacha. So if you want to know when did the Teichacha ever happen, following the Gra, it comes out remarkable that the years 1840 to 1940 is predicted in Kisavai. Next week's parasha, Nitzavim Vayelech, is 1940 to 2040. If you want to know what's going to happen, if you want to know where in the Torah does it talk about the COVID epidemic, Nitzavim Vayelech. Where in the Torah does it talk about the beginning of the Holocaust? Nitzavim Vayelech. Gafris v'melach sreifach al artza. Your land will be sulfur and salt. Lo yisizara v'lo yisatzmiach. Kemapecha sedoim. What more accurate depiction of what happened in the year 1940 to 1945 than the beginning of Nitzavim? But then it says, God will scatter you to foreign lands. So the Jews are thrown out of Europe. They go to America. They come to Canada. They go all over the world, South America. But God promises us, Ki loisi shachach mi pizare, the Torah will never be forgotten. So where, in what parasha is it predicted? The renaissance of the yeshiva movement, the rebuilding of the Hasidic dynasties, the publishing revolution of this century. This is all in Nitzav and Vayelech. Nitzav and Vayecha, the years 1940 to 2040. However, the Ramban tells us that in fact, the Klolos of the Toichacha did take place during what time? Bayesheni. During the times of Bayesheni, the Klolos of the Toichacha took place. The Ramban writes in Parak Chavches, Pasuk Mem Beis, Yisa Hashem Olecha, Goy Meirachai, God will bring upon you a nation from afar. This refers to Vespasian and Titus, who came with a great army from Rome and captured all the cities of Yehuda, and he distressed them greatly, as the Svarim tell us. And they conquered the walls of Jerusalem, and all that was left was the temple. And in that period of time, as the Psukim in this week's parasha predict, we ate the flesh of our sons and daughters. And then Yerushalayim was captured, and then Beis Hamikdash was captured. And then the Romans took us back to our lands and exiled us to many nations, whether it's Greece, Egypt, Aram, and so on and so forth. So if you want to know, when did the Klolos of the Toichacha take place? It is the opinion of the Ramban that they took place during the times of Bayis Sheni, the Second Temple. Every Klola that we read in this week's parasha took place in times of Bayis Sheni. That is the opinion of Ramban. Hence, Bechukoisai, the Klolos of Bechukoisai also took place. When did they take place? They took place in times of Bayis Rishon. Churban Bayis Rishon is Bechukoisai. Churban Bayis Sheni is Kisavai. That is the opinion of the Ramban. Comes the Holy Chida, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai, in the Sefer Midbar Kedemos. And he says, according to the Zohar Chadash, which is also the opinion of the Ramban, that the Klolos of the Toichacha took place in the times of Bayis Sheni, it comes out amazing. Because why was the second Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. What's the numerical value of Chinam? 98. So it comes out beautiful. The Klolos of the Bayis Sheni, which are predicted in Kisavoy, are how many klolos? 98, because the reason for Churban Bayis Sheni was Sinas Chinam. Chinam is 98, so we were visited with 98 punishments. Says the Chida, this comes out according to this beautifully, what the Pasuk means, Chinam nimkartem v'loi bekesef tigoilu. You were sold because of Chinam, but you will not be redeemed because of Kesef. What does it mean you were sold because of Chinam, but you will not be redeemed because of Kesef? Says the Chida, the Medrash likens money to mitzvahs. Oyev kasef lo yizba kasef. The Medrash says that means oyev mitzvahs lo yizba mitzvahs. So kasef is a way of saying mitzvahs. In other words, when you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, think to yourself, your wife says there's an ani at the door. Tell him I'm not home. Tell him I'm not available. Tell him he came yesterday. Tell him I don't want to look at him. Tell him to get lost. I have a question. If your wife said someone's at the door, he wants to hand you $1,000, you would tell her, tell him I'm coming in a minute, tell him I'm coming in a second, tie him down and make sure he doesn't leave, right? So you should envision a mitzvah is like money. Money is a code word for mitzvahs. So the pasuk means as follows. Chinam nimkartem. You were sold because of sinas chinam. The Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So if you want to know why you're going to be redeemed, V'loi b'kesef tigoalu, you will not be redeemed because you do mitzvahs. You could do mitzvahs from today till ever, forever. Since the Avera is Sinas Chinam, you will not be redeemed until you have Avas Chinam. Is there anywhere in Chazal, is there any Rashi anywhere that tells us how many Klolos are in the Toichacha in this week's Parsha? It's actually Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, when the Torah lists the sheep that were brought on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Who knows how many sheep were brought on the Yom Tov of Sukkot? We brought 70 bulls, and how many sheep? 14 a day, 14 times 7 is 98. We brought a total of 98 kvasim on Sukkot. Says Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, The 98 kvasim that were brought in on Sukkot is megin, is matzil, it protects us, keeps away, drives away the 98 klalos of the teichacha. Hester Meisa, you want to know what keeps away the teichacha, the 98 curses of the teichacha? The 98 kvasim that we bring on Sukkot keeps away, protects us from the 98 curses of the teichacha. Marv Raboisai, I ask you a question. What are the 98 kvasim that are brought on Sukkot got to do with the teichacha? What do the kvasim of Sukkot have to do with the teichacha? So the Shem Shmuel quotes from his father, the Avnei Nezer. Beautiful pshat. What precipitates the klal yisrael the teichacha? What avira did klal yisrael do to earn, to deserve the klal yisrael the teichacha? So the pasuk says, Tachas ha-shalaya vadetas Hashem alaykecha. B'simcha, because you didn't serve the Lord in joy. So the reason for the teichacha is because we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. What is the avodah of Chag HaSukkos? V'samachta b'chagecha. So if we serve Hashem with joy on Sukkos, b'simcha, that will protect us from the curses of the teichacha, because the curses of the teichacha are brought on by not serving the Ribbono Shel Olam b'simcha. In fact, there's a very beautiful remez on the Chiddush Yehareim. How many Sheva brachos are there? It's a trick question. There's seven, right? How many days of Sheva brachos? 7 days. How many times a day could you do Sheva brachos? You could do it twice, morning and night. Don't tell anyone, because people are going to make a crazy thing. Now, not only do you have to make Sheva brachos in traditions, but you have to make a breakfast in Dunkin' Donuts, right? Or something like that. Obviously, in the Chol of Yisrael, Dunkin' Donuts. Where that is, I can't be Megala. But people are going to, they're going to make a whole thing of it. But technically, you could. What's so funny, Azriel? Technically, you can make Sheva brachos twice a day. A total of how many brachos? 98 brachos. 14 times 7, 98. So the Chiddush Arim would say the 98 Sheva brachos, which the mitzvah is Simchas Chasan Mekala, protect us from the 98 klalos of the Teichacha. In fact, the Chidar writes in the Nachal Kidumim, the 98 klalos of the Teichacha were all fulfilled as predicted by the Navi Yeshaya. We say like this, Ki malat tziva. That's in the Haftarah of Shabbos Nachamu. Tziva is Gematria 98. That all 98 were occurred. Ki malat tziva. We met our fill. And the way we're megan and the way we protect ourselves from it are the 98 kvasim on Sukkos. And keneged the Teichacha, another way to be protected is learning Torah. Torah you learn memtes panim tahar, memtes panim tame, 49 faces of tuma, 49 faces of tahara. So that also corresponds to the 98 klalos of the Teichacha. Anybody here named Avraham? Very good. Anyone here named Azriel? No, I'm just joking. Anyone here named Yitzchak? Yitzchak. Anyone named Yaakov? Okay. How many times is Yitzchak's name mentioned in the Chumash? 98 times. To protect us from the 98 klolos of the Teichacha. Why Yitzchak? Yitzchak always bails us out whenever we're in trouble, right? He's the one who he argues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe. Okay. And therefore, la'asad lavai, all the klolos of the Teichacha will turn la'toiva. And that's what it means. Nagila, v'nisma chabach. Nagila is gematria 98. In fact, it's brought down by Rav Yehuda HaChassid. We say in Shir HaShirim, Doidi hi tzach v'yadayim da'agu merev ava. My beloved is tzach. Tzach is because he protects us from the 98 klalos of the Teichacha. So here we come, Rabbi Yisai, to one of my favorite Rashis. This Rashi is delicious. This Rashi is, Iroh is going to love this one. He's going to go home, he's going to be like, dream of sweetness when he hears it. Rashi says like this. If I go over to you and I say, pal, don't worry. You're still standing. Everything's okay. You made it through until now. You're already 40 years old. You've survived X, Y, and Z. Don't worry. If you made it this far, God will continue to take care of you. What kind of speech does that sound like? Someone who's down in the dumps and you want to be mechazik them. It's okay, you've made it until now, you'll continue to stand. So that's what God tells the Jewish people. Atem nitzavim hayom kochem. You all are standing today. If you're all standing today, that means despite the fact that you angered God so many times, you still made it until today. Don't worry. Rashi learns that when Hashem tells Kal Yisrael, Atem nitzavim hayom kochem, Hashem is saying, don't be afraid, don't be scared. You've made it this far, you'll continue to make it. Moshe then tells Klal Yisrael, according to Rashi, don't worry, Klal Yisrael. Because when Klal Yisrael heard 100 curses minus 2, aside from the 49 of Vayikra, their faces turned white. Who could possibly act well enough to be protected from the 98 curses after the 49 curses of Bechukaisai? So Moshe says, don't worry, don't sweat it. You've made it this far. God will continue to bail you out. So this, to me, is one of the most difficult Rashis in Chumash. Imagine Rashi says, the Jews got really nervous when they heard the 100 minus 2 klalos. Is that a normal way to talk? Dr. Samet called me up. He says, Rabbi, when's the shir? I said, the shir is 10 o'clock minus an hour and a half. Dr. Samet's thinking, what's the rabbi talking about? Why say it's 8:30. That's not a normal way to talk. But that story never happened. We discussed beforehand. He allowed me to use him as an example. But anybody I pick on during the shir, we have clearance on, or at least that's what I'm saying, right? But you don't talk like that. Let's say somebody says, Isaac, I want to borrow $1 million minus $999,999. Okay, so, you know, Rabbi, get real over here. Talk, tell me what you need. So, what I understand, you know, if let's say Rashi, Chazal is talking about Malkus, right? So you give Malkus, so you say, Arbaim Chosarachas, 40 minus 1. Well, 100 minus 2? What's Rashi talking about? 100 minus 2? Who talks that way? 100 minus 2. By the way, tonight this year is going to be over an hour after midnight minus 3.5 hours. So you're like, what are you fardraying me? Why is Rashi talking this way? 100 klolos minus 2. And then Rashi says they got really nervous when they heard the 100 minus 2 besides the 49, which seems to indicate that when they heard the 49, there it's like a walk in the park. 49? Eh, that's a big deal, 49. 49 is nothing. I have nothing to worry about when I hear 49. But the 100 minus 2, that's really scary. You know, in what way is the 100 minus 2 any different than the 49? Why didn't the 49 scare them? Asks the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar asks these two questions. What's Rashi talking about 100 minus 2? And furthermore, why didn't the 49 klalos of the Teichacha scare them? Here's the comment of the night. This comes from a very important sefer. Kasnois Oyer. The Kasnois Oyer was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz was an orphan, and he was sort of taken in by the Kasnaisar. And the Kasnaisar says, how many blessings do we make a day? 100 blessings a day. Why do we make 100 blessings a day? To protect us from the 100 curses of the Teichacha. Huh? But there aren't 100 curses of the Teichacha. There are only 98, what is the Kasnaisar talking about?
Maybe he's counting 2 from
Bechukosai. Maybe he's counting 2 from Bechukosai. Now, if he's counting 2 from Bechukosai, then there are only 47 in Bechukosai. You know, where did these 2 curses come from? It's a good kash, you know? Your mask of Azriel.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing. Another difference between the Teichacha in Bechukosai and the Teichacha in Kisavai. And that is, the Teichacha in Mechukosai ends on a good note. V'yaf gamzois be'eretz oyeveihem loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim l'chaloysam l'hafer v'yisi itam keni Hashem kecha. God says, you could go to lands of your enemies, you'll go to Germany, you'll go to Spain, you'll go to France, you'll go to Brooklyn, go to the five towns, you will not be consumed in the land of your enemy. You will survive. So we have nechama, we have consolation. We have consolation in Bechukosai. What kind of consolation do we have in Parshas Kisavai? What's the good note? Don't worry, you'll come to America and you'll build yeshivas and everything will be dandy. How much consolation do we have in this week's parasha? Not one word of consolation in this week's parasha. There's no nechama, there's no good note. Why is it that in Kisavai there's no consolation and Mechukaisai has consolation? Good kasha, what does Mr. Nister say? Mr. Nister thinks it's a great question. Why is it that there is no consolation in this week's parasha? The answer is, this is raised by the Radvaz. The Radvaz was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yitzchak Luria. Who's Rabbi Yitzchak Luria? Darizal. The Radvaz was the Rebbe of Darizal. The Radvaz was the started off in Sfas, and then he became the Rav in Cairo. For more than 40 years, he wrote over 2,500 tshuvais. And he said he was asked this question, and he says, the truth is, it's a very good question. The Zohar asks this question. And the Zohar answers that there is consolation. Going back to the second Maramakam on the sheet, Gam kol choli v'chol maka, asher loy kosu b'sefer HaTorah Zois, Yaleim Hashem, Yaleim can mean God will hide from you. So there is consolation. God is saying, all of these curses, I will hide them from you. However, the Radvaz is not satisfied with the Zohar's approach, because the word Alecha means upon you. That would indicate Yaleh means God would bring it on you instead of hiding it from you. And therefore the Radvaz is up the creek without a paddle. Why is there no consolation in Parshas Kisavai? What do you say, Rafael Yair? It's a good kasha, no? No consolation. It's like more of like a rhetorical kind of question, you know what I mean? Meaning, if you're not going to say the right answer, then, and I'm sure you're going to say the right answer, but then what am I supposed to do? Then, like, you know the share already, you know? So I'm stuck. But let's say, we'll give it to you.
I heard this from Rabbi Ari Ben Susan, that it was the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving it, not God.
Okay. But what's the consolation? So instead of God hitting us, then Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Ravah says as follows. We encounter an amazing phenomenon in this week's parasha. Every single pasuk, we have the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yakecha Hashem, Yitain Hashem, Yishlach Hashem. B'chol pasuk u'pasuk, the shame Havaya appears. And the shame Havaya is the Midas Harachamim. So if God's name appears, that itself is the Nechama. Hashem's, the appearance of Hashem's name, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is a consolation. Therefore, we don't need any other consolation more than the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. But let's explain this a little bit better. Let's elaborate on this point. Marv Raboisei, as we're about to encounter, the Toichacha comes from attributing difficulty in life to happenstance, to mikra, to coincidence. When we say, I don't know why this is happening. Why is Hashem allowing this to happen to us as if this is happening to us and Hashem is sitting by and He is not doing anything about it? Chas v'shalom, no, we don't believe in that. We don't believe anything occurs, happens, transpires. We believe that everything that occurs, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not forsaking. The Ribbono Shel Olam is taking us. He's leading us. He's bringing us. He's bringing us to where we need to be. Everybody in life has to go through masois, travails, travels, destinations. You know, you don't stay in one place. Eila masay b'nei Yisrael. Every yid is on the go. Eila mishpatim, the Zohar says, Eila gulgalaya. These are the rollings. But when a person recognizes that this is not a punishment, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chas v'shalom, is not forsaking us, He's taking us, that itself is the nechama. Marv Raboisei, does anybody know how many times the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam appears in Parshas Kisavai? 26 times. Very good, Rav Shlomo. 26 times. Says the Baal HaTurim, how many times does God's name appear in Shemoneh Esrei? Now, you know what Shemoneh Esrei is? That the prayer the Jewish people say three times a day, the Amidah, Shemoneh Esrei. 26 times God's name is in Shemoneh Esrei. The 26 mentions of God's name in Shemoneh Esrei protect us from the 26 times Hashem's name is mentioned in the Teichacha, but we will elaborate on this further. Comes the Holy Kli Yakar. And he says something that is oyoyim v'noyra. Now, when I was, I don't know, 28 years old, just yesterday, no, just joking, and I was in Kollel, in Yeshiva Chafetz Chaim, and I went to a class on Chinuch from Rabbi Yoel Kramer. He's the great expert on Chinuch. And I believe, I hope I'm remembering correctly, one of the techniques that he taught was that if you're a Rebbe in a class or a teacher, and you tell your students, if you get up during my class one more time, now if you, don't be so dumb as to tell the student what will happen to them, what the consequences will be. Because if you tell them what the consequences will be, then you're going to have to deliver on those consequences. And maybe they're excessive, and maybe you can't carry them out. And if you don't carry them out, you look foolish. So never say what the consequences are. Just say, if you do X, Y, and Z, suffer the consequences. And then you'll decide at the time what the consequences are. This way, you could give the proper repercussions. Okay, that's a general rule. Because when you want to, if you're telling somebody what's going to happen to them, and they know what might happen to them, they could always prepare. For example, God tells, God could say, if you don't behave, it's going to rain, and it's going to rain, and it's going to rain, it's going to tsegista mabul. So the Jews might say, no problem, we'll build a teva. Or Hashem will say, it won't rain where you live. So the Jews will say, no problem, we'll go buy food from the Goyim. Or Hashem says, I'll send the sword. So the Jews say, oh, you send the sword, we'll buy shields. So Hashem says, I'll send famine. So the Jews will say, okay, we'll save up. When somebody knows what the repercussions will be, they could always prepare themselves and deal with it. But when you don't know what the repercussions are, then it's a frightening thing. I remember one time, there was a discussion about something. So there were two parties involved. And party B wanted to know, who's party A going to bring? And party A said, party A didn't say. So party B got very scared. Who are they going to bring? Because when you don't know, there's a fear of the unknown. So says the Kli Yakar, you know how many curses are in the Teichacha? We have 98 klolos. But there are another two unspecified klolos in the Teichacha. You know what they are? Gam kol choli v'chol makah asher loy kosev b'sefer Torah zois. Every illness, every makah that's not written in this Torah. So what's the illness? What is it called? I don't know, maybe it's called this pandemic. It doesn't say it in the Teichacha. Because when you don't know what something is, it's much more frightening. You know, that was a lot of the anxiety with this particular pandemic, is nobody knew anything about it. Nobody knew how it spreads. Nobody knew who it attacks. Nobody knew who's susceptible. One day, they say it's because of that cholesterol medicine protects you. The next day, they say it's not good. Every day, they make up a new maysa. Every morning, they feel which way the wind is blowing, and they make up new statements about the pandemic. In other words, they have absolutely no clue what it's all about. And that's so frightening. So Hashem says, Gam kol choli v'chol makah asher lo yiksuv b'sefer Torah zeh. So when Rashi says that when Klal Yisrael heard the 100 minus 2, he doesn't mean 98. He means the 100, but the minus 2, the 2 that we don't know what they are. That's what scared Klal Yisrael. The 49 didn't scare us because we knew what they are, so we could give an etzah how to protect ourselves from it. The 98 didn't scare us. We know what they were, so we could protect ourselves from it. What scared Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Isai, were the two klalos, the mea chasar shnayim, the 100 minus 2, that we didn't know what they were. That was what was so scary. Because there's a fear of the unknown. It wasn't the 49. It wasn't the 98. It was the 100 minus 2. So it comes out. How many klolos in the Teichacha? 100. 2, we don't know what they are. 98, we know what they are. Oh, Marv Rabbeisai, now we understand the comments of the Kasnai Sar. The Kasnai Sar taught us that every day we make 100 blessings. And the 100 blessings protect us from the 100 curses of the Teichacha. But we asked, they're only 98. No, they're not. They're 100 klolos of the Teichacha. So that's very interesting and very telling, that the way we're protected from the Teichacha is through 100 blessings a day. Because we know one of the main functions of 100 blessings a day is to always recognize there's no coincidence, happenstance, transpiring, happening. It's shahakol niyeh bedvaray. It's my cup of water is from the Ribbono Shel'olam. My apples from the Ribbono Shel'olam. My taking care of bodily functions is from the Ribbono Shel'olam. My wearing clothing is from the Ribbono Shel'olam. There is not an act we do all day that we don't attribute to Hashem. That's what protects us from the Toichacha. The more we have recognition, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 100 times, that protects us from the 100 klalos of the Toichacha. Comes the Chida, the Holy Chida, and the Pesach Einayim, in Menachos, Mem Gimel Amid Beis. And the Chida says, so really, how many klalos are there in the Toichacha? 100 klalos. He says, now we understand the kasnois are that the 100 brachos a day protects us from the 100 klalos. But now the Chida works his magic. How many blessings a day are the Eraisa? So I would have said 4. First bracha, Berachas Hamazon. Second bracha, Berachas Hamazon. Third bracha, Berachas Hamazon. Berachas HaTorah. However, the Chida says, there are opinions, all 3 brachos of Berachas Hamazon, that midaraisa, it's sufficient to have 1 bracha of Berachas Hamazon. So it comes out that there are 2 brachas a day that we say that are daraisa. So you have 2 what we call heavyweight brachas, and 98 brachas Rabbanan. Says the Chida, Oyayim v'noira. The 2 brachas that we say midaraisa protect us from the 2 big heavyweight klalos, gam kol choyli v'chol maka, shalai ksuva b'sefer ha-Torah hazeh. The 2 big curses that we don't know what they are were protected by Berachas Hamazon and Berachas HaTorah. The 98 klalos, which are of lesser fright and anxiety, which are, we know what they are, they protect us from, we are protected from them through the 98 Berachas Derabbanan. Marv Rabbeisai, what else is Gematria 98? Gehenim. Gimel Hei Nun Mem. So you say it has a Yud in it. That's where the really wicked people go, with the Gehenna with the Yud. But the regular run-of-the-mill Rishayim, they just go to Gehenna without a Yud. But, you know, it's best to avoid either place. Both of those places are no-nos. You know? Anyway, so Gehenna is 98. Says the Chida, why is Gehenna 98? The 98 klalos of the Toichacha protect us from going to Gehenna. Ah, says the Chida, this would explain a statement of the Archos Chaim, who says, by making 100 brachas a day, we're zoiche to olam haba. Lachain emar, hinini noisein loy es brisi shalom. Lachain is gematria, 100. Lachain, 100. Emar, say. And if you say the brachas, you'll get olam haba. What's the connection between saying brachas and going to olam haba? If you make 100 brachas a day, you don't have to get the Toichacha. The Toichacha takes the place of Gehenim. So if 100 brachas a day protects you from the Toichacha, and Toichacha protects you from Gehenim, then the chain rule says 100 brachas a day takes you straight into Olam Haba. You don't have to go to Gehenim. The bottom line is, Rabbi Isai, the Ribbono Shel Olam, to what extent does He think about us? To what extent does Hashem give us Hashkacha Pratis? When does Hashem say, you know what? Okay, I'll subject you to the vicissitudes of nature. In other words, to what extent does Ribbono Shel Olam think about us? And the answer is, it's reciprocal. To the extent that we think about Him, He thinks about us. So it comes out beautiful. And I heard this shir many years ago from Rav Noach Isaac Obam. What protects us from the Toichacha? 100 brachas a day. Because the more we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we think, Shahakol niyeh bedvaray, bari minim ezoinois, bari pri ha-adama, ha-moitzi lachem min ha-oretz, ha-zana sa-oilam kulay, asher yatra sa-adam b'chachma. Right? The more we constantly make brachas and are aware of Hashem, the more Hashem thinks about us. So by the mention of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the mention of Hashem's name, that's what protects us from the Toichacha. 100 brachos a day protects us from the Toichacha. The 26 times God's name is mentioned in the Toichacha is the greatest nechama. That's what protects us from the Toichacha. It is the cognizance, the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what protects us from the Toichacha. What else protects us from the teichacha? The midah of simcha, the 98 kvasim on sukkahs, because the midah of simcha, how is a person besimcha? When a person has a constant awareness that whatever happens in life, God is not forsaking them, God is not abandoning them, it's Ribbono Shel Olam leading them to better places, to that extent that we think about Hashem, always think about Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is in every pasuk of the Teichacha. The more we think about Hashem, the more Hashem genuinely thinks about us. The more we're aware of Hashem through the 100 brachos, the more it's mevatel, the 100 klalos of the Teichacha. Marv Raboisai, fasten your seatbelts. The Chida in the Sefer, Sefer on Tehillim, Yosef Tehilois. He brings on the Pasuk, Havalanu Ezras Mitzar, bring us help from the enemy. He quotes the great Darshan, the Lev Aryeh. Does anybody know how many letters are in the Teichacha?
676.
It's really how many words are in the Teichacha. How many words are in the Teichacha? There are 676 words in the Teichacha. Why 676 words in the Teichacha? Well, how many times is God's name mentioned in the Teichacha? 26 times. What is the gematria of Hashem's name? 26. What is 26 times 26? 676. There's 676 words in the Teichacha. 26 names of Hashem. Each word is gematria 76. So we ask Hashem, Havalanu Ezras, bring us help. Ezras is 26 times 26, 676. If you do that, we will be protected from the Teichacha. Marv Raboisai, just a historical point, in the year 1914, which is the year Tafresh Ayin Dalet, 674, the Jewish people, there were laws in the land, nobody could patronize Jewish businesses. The Ein Koine. So Rav Meir Yechiel of Oistroivtz, the Oistroivtz would say, in the year 1914, which corresponds to really the last two words of the Teichacha, there are 676 words in the Teichacha, the last two words are V'Ein Koine. So V'Ein Koine are after 674. The Oistroivtz would say, Ve'ein koineh, that nobody bought from us, that was fulfilled in the years 1914, Tafresh Ayin Dalid, corresponding to the words Ve'ein koineh. Comes the great comes the great Rav Meirel mi Parmishlan. And he says, literally one of the most fantastic Ramazim that you could possibly imagine. How many words in the Teichacha? 676. What protects us from the Teichacha? Yud Kei Vav Kei. How many times does Yud Kei Vav Kei appear? 26 times. This is the meaning of the Medrash. You know what the Teichacha is? Rabbis, Rais, Tzaddik. Many evils befall the Tzaddik. How many evils? Rais. Rais is Gematria. 676. Rabbis, Rais, Tzaddik. Many evils before the tzaddik. How many evils? 676, because there's 676 words in the Teichacha. But what saves us from the Teichacha? Umikulam, Yatzilenu, Hashem. From all of them, the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam protects us. The 26 times God's name appears, 26, each name is Gematria 26. 26 times 26 is 676. Amazing, Rabbis, Rois, Tzaddik, many evils before the Tzaddik. Exactly 676 words in the Teichacha. Umikulam, and all of these words, what protects us, what saves us, what is Megin on Klal Yisrael? What is Megin in? Rabbis, Rois, Tzaddik, Umikulam, Yatzilenu, Hashem. The more a person lives with the recognition that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us every step of the way, every turn, every pasuk, every punishment. So it comes out, Oyoim v'noira. What protects us from the 100 klalos of the Teichacha? Mea brachos b'chol yoim. Why mea brachos? U'mikulam yatzilenu Hashem. It's the name of God that protects us. The two brachos d'oraisa protect us from the two big klalos that we don't know what they are. The 98 brachos m'jabanon protect us from the 98 klalos that we do know what they are. And primarily, the more we have an awareness that nothing happens in this world by coincidence, by happenstance, the more we attribute it to Yakecha Hashem, Yitein Hashem, Yishlach Hashem. That is the Nechama. That is why there's no Nechama in Parshas Kisavai. The Nechama is the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam every step of the way. There's no Nechama because Hashem's name appears in every single Pasuk. And therefore, this is the meaning of the Medrash. Rabbois, Rois, Tzaddik, many evils before the Tzaddik, 676 evils to be precise, the number of words in the Teichacha, Umikulam, Yatzilenu, Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you everyone for listening, and Bezos Hashem, please join us in future Shiurim on Wednesday evening, before the Yom Naram. Okay, Bracha Vatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.